Welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, Josh Peck, Derek and Sharon Gilbert. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, Street at Morningside, USA. Here's your host, Pastor Jim Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome, everyone, to Grace Street. We have with us back again Derek and somebody.
Josh Peck.
Derek and Sharon Gilbert with us today. Oh, God, we're not going to make it through this
one. Well, once again, we take no
Mrs.
offense.
Mrs. Gilbert.
And Josh Peck.
Yes.
What's your official title at your ministry?
Oh, there's so many. Author, editor, director.
Yeah. King.
That's probably enough.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Legend.
Wow. And, thank you.
What did you have to do with The Great Delusion? well, the movie.
Well, me, Tom Horn, and Joe Horn wrote the film, and then I directed it, edited it, and that was pretty much
it. It's powerful.
Thank you.
Why do we need this film now? Why? Because this is pretty powerful, and it's different than what we usually see as Christian documentaries.
Right. Well, we live in an age right now where the UFO topic is really huge. There's a million different shows, Ancient Aliens, mm-hmm. All these shows that promulgate this idea that aliens created human beings. And most of the world is falling for that, which is insane. And we as Christians, because we're so far removed from that, it's hard for us to identify with it. So a lot of us don't know that it's become as big of a problem as it is. Well, now we have the beginning of official disclosure, which started at the end of 2017, and so that's been going on for a few years, and it's just progressing. So we as the church, we've kind of fallen behind in this area, and we need to catch up. So we put 10 years worth of work into this DVD. You don't have to do any of the work. All you got to do is sit and watch it.
That's right.
We've done it for you and made it really easy. So that's why now
almost
is the
2 hours long.
Right.
It's so good.
And how long have you been in the documentary film business?
Just a couple of years. I've been in full-time ministry for 7 years now, working with Skywatch, and the documentary film thing is, it was one of those God things, but it's been a couple of years.
So what he's not telling you, though, is that he's an award-winning filmmaker.
Wow. Oh.
Thank you. I'll let you tell them for me.
Yeah. Any good parent would.
Makes me look more humble.
His previous documentary, Silent Cry, won
three Telly Awards.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Including a People's Telly, which was one of only five out of, 13,000 entries?
Yeah.
One of only five awarded a People's Telly
for
2020. Out of 13,000 entries. Yeah. So this is a pretty big deal.
For the gold, yeah.
For the gold.
So, and I mean, there's like Telemundo. I mean, we're up against big,
mm-hmm. right.
Big companies. But yeah, the people spoke and they liked it. So hey, that's great. We're getting our foot in the door as the church.
In fact, it was the program about Silent Cry, which is a documentary, disturbing subject. It's about the trafficking of children, especially for occult ritual purposes. But it was the program about that got Skywatch TV kicked off YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Which says something about what they consider important. There are all kinds of crazy and even radical channels on YouTube that are espousing violence and hatred for other people. But this documentary, which is thoroughly researched, about this horror of child trafficking.
Yes.
Got us banned off of YouTube.
And the accusation was for cyberbullying. Who could we possibly be cyberbullying? The only option is the abuse.
The trafficker.
Wow.
So anyway, that gives you something. I think when you get too close to the truth.
Are you hearing what they're saying?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
So this is what's going wrong.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about The Great Delusion, but I'll tell you, the people are in delusion.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of different areas.
That's right.
And in America, especially with things that were used to be evil are now said as are good.
Right.
In other words, killing babies is good, it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And if it's evil, people marching in the street, women marching in the streets. I remember when the president... Trump, I was at his inauguration, and the next morning, mm-hmm. the What?
Is it the March for Life?
March for Life or Against Life or something was in the next day.
Yeah. Within hours. Within hours, they flooded the street.
The whole tender of things changed.
Thousands and thousands of people walking down the street just chanting. I can't even tell you what they were chanting, but I'm telling you, overnight, this is the spirit that we're in right now when we are celebrating pedophilia and pedophiles and protecting their right, and we're worried about their mental health and all that versus the protection of children.
Yes.
Something is wrong in America where this spirit is infiltrated and we're allowing it, and therefore we're seeing the result of what the future is to come.
Well, it shows that we're living in the end times because the love of many is waxing cold. And
exactly.
We see that so much in really so many different areas. The abortion topic, failing marriages, which is on the rise. And even in this alien stuff, people are so primed to want to believe that distant extraterrestrials created them because they don't have accountability to aliens. Aliens don't care how you live your life, if you want to kill your baby or if you want to do whatever you want to do. But God does care. And that's why they don't want that accountability. So they go to this.
But it's so
alien
scriptural
thing.
Because people are running here and fro to get these experiences from any type of ability to that is being able to be given to them from drug trips. We used to talk about LSD back in the 60s and 70s. Well, there's a new drug in town that people are taking and getting this religious experience that is a counterfeit to the Spirit of God. But when you're seeing festivals, literally the last few days, listen, you don't have to go far anymore. You talked about it during the break. They are being so blunt right before our eyes. Concert goers are getting to be part of this experiment of demonic, literally demonic, what did you call them? Rituals that are taking place. This is your grandchildren. This is you probably going into this concert, not even realizing that it's not about just music anymore. Yeah. It's never been just about music. I hate to tell you that. Yeah. But even Mount Graham that you talk about in this documentary has always been a portal for music goers to get an experience from the angelic is what they call it, but literally is a demonic adventure that they're going after. But what you have done in this documentary to unpack, to help us understand from a biblical view, what is behind this spirit that we're seeing in, take place in this age.
Now, well, greater delusion video, what do you want to see come from it? What do you think needs to be said to the world through this?
The main thing that I want to get across is that we as Christians need to take this topic seriously.
Yeah.
I would love non-believers to watch the movie, too. I think there's a lot of value there. And in a way, I did make the movie for non-believers. But it's really for the church. We need to get in front of this issue. We are decades behind. We got a lot of catching up to do. So, again, like what we did, we took 10 years of research and put it in an easy-to-understand format. So, really, all you got to do is watch a movie. That's how simple we made it for you. And then you can be on the right side of this, helping the church.
That is so true. And there's a connection between your previous film and this one, because the idea of stealing children for sexual gratification, we're seeing souls that are stolen by these aliens, and the experiencers, they believe they're taken on board a spaceship or they're visited in their home, and they are oftentimes abused sexually by these creatures.
Yeah, absolutely. We see that time and time again. And these are the things that most of the mainstream UFO believers...
But you were taken off from the network because of YouTube for a film that was trying to rescue people from being... Yeah. Sexually abused.
Yeah, and people can watch the film. There's nothing, we don't cyberbully anybody. We don't insult anybody. I mean, people can watch the film for themselves. It's called Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. But
why doesn't anybody wake up? This is on and on and on. We're hearing this from all over. Why in the world does the church not wake up to realize they're taking people off from social media that are crying out to stop crimes, hideous crimes, on children?
Well, I think there's a global, I'm going to sound conspiratorial when I say this, but I think there is a faction within the elite members of society who participate in this and protect one another.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think there's a long pattern of this. We've done a number of programs on our personal podcast going back to 2005 looking at incidents like that. And I think when you get too close to that truth, they will deplatform you. They'll let all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But when you start getting too close to the truth,
yeah.
when you're dealing with
exposing.
Something, start exposing.
Yeah.
Then you suddenly you're out.
The Bible says it rains in the just and mm-hmm. then the what? Unjust.
That's right.
So when you're looking at this type of topic, you're opening up, really exposing what's happening within the church as well, because this is not only affecting the political and most powerful people and influencers in the world, this is our community partaking in this industry that has shocked America. Ministries today probably carry one of the largest human trafficking ministries in every church today for a reason. We know Orphan's Hands with Philip Cameron has a ministry dedicated to saving those girls and boys from being sex trafficked from its inception, which is in the orphanages. So what you did with that film to get to silence, you begin to expose the powers behind of the names that we're hearing about. But if the church doesn't address this, we are in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
We
Amen.
Are in trouble.
And I think
Amen.
The power of Josh's work with Silent Cry then speaks to the importance of the message in the Great Delusion.
That's
because
it.
While it seems to many in the church, seems to many in the world that, oh, UFOs, aliens, little green men, ha-ha, isn't that cute? This is dealing with a subject of eternal importance.
Because Absolutely.
This
yeah.
is an alternate salvation. This is an alternate yeah. gospel. And I tell you, brother, I was honored to be a part of this because Josh included in the film two of the men that I respect most in this mm-hmm. who helped bring me into understanding what is going on. Chuck Missler,
yeah,
whose book
amazing.
Alien Encounters,
yeah.
L.A. Marzulli, who's been warning about the E.T. Mm-hmm. gospel for literally decades, who's taken mm-hmm. a lot of grief
yeah.
for talking
right.
about this subject yeah. because many in the church think this is a fringe woo-woo topic that we don't need to discuss. Let's all talk about Jesus. Well, okay, yeah, we need yeah. to talk about Jesus. But why did Jesus have to come and shed his blood on the cross? It's because we are the prize in a supernatural war that's been going on for thousands
yeah.
of years.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy doesn't care what you believe as long as it's not the one thing that's true, that
wow.
there is only one way to the Father, and that
yeah.
is through him.
Amen.
They will present themselves as our
yeah.
saviors, and they don't... And we in the church, by ignoring the subject, are leaving our
yeah.
children, our grandchildren, unprepared
yeah.
for what is to come.
That's right.
And that's why you see people falling away. There are people who will see these lights. L.A. told us once that after the big flap over Stephenville, Texas, mm-hmm. years ago, that he reached out to pastors in Texas, South Texas, where hundreds of people saw these UFO craft over Texas. Not one church invited him to come and speak. Hey, I'd like to give a biblical response to what people in your congregation have been seeing. We're not going to deal with it. Nobody invited him to speak. That's
why they chose to ignore it.
They chose to ignore it. And so people are saying, well, what am I going to trust? This book that's gathering dust on my coffee table or what I've seen with my own eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Because their pastors haven't been trained to deal with this. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not trying to belittle pastors because they've got a full plate. I mean, you know better than anybody mm-hmm. how busy a schedule is. You know, Pastor Joe Campbell, he knows how busy pastors are. This isn't taught in seminary. This isn't taught in continuing education for pastors.
No.
They've got their hands full ministering to the flocks.
In fact,
God bless them, pastors.
Genesis 6 is taught as the Sethite view
right.
in most
right.
seminaries.
But if you understand the principalities and powers, who was Paul writing about in Ephesians 6? Principalities, powers, cosmic ruler, cosmic rulers
yes. mm-hmm.
over this present darkness. That's who he's talking about, literal evil intelligences who want to destroy us and everything that we love. And this is just one aspect of a multifaceted deception. They don't care if we are New Agers or if we believe in an alien savior or if we're looking into the magic eight ball or dealing with Ouija boards, anything except the one thing that's true. This one just happens to be one that has not only been propagated by Hollywood for the last 70 years, but our government. And that's why Josh brought in Nick Pope, who worked with
yeah.
the United Kingdom's Ministry of Defense on trying to figure these things out. That's why he had included a section in The Great Delusion about Louis Elizondo, mm-hmm. who is the former Defense Intelligence Agency official who helped break this story. The government has been at the forefront of shaping the narrative around the UFO topic since 1947. We found during our research for the book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, that in every single case, the government was out there. In fact, an army agency specifically designed to spread disinformation during World War II was repurposed in 1947, just a couple of weeks before Roswell, and sent out there with the mission to shape the narrative around the UFO phenomenon. Wow. This has been ongoing for 70-plus years. Now, the question is, why is our government connected to this disinformation story?
We got to know.
That's a big question.
We talked about this. I was trying to introduce who you are, and we talked about the video, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking.
Yes.
Order it through this ministry.
Anything that's banned by the world, God's people ought to play it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb.
And I don't know, can we offer it for the same price we're offering it all these for, do you think?
Whatever. I'll work it out. Let's just do it.
We'll do it. Yeah. I don't care about the money. We'll work it out.
Get a hold of Tom.
If you want to order this, what's the name of the people that...
Blacklisted, yeah.
Blacklisted.
YouTube, they kicked us off of their platform because we did a show on Silent Cry. We showed a clip of the movie, but we didn't show the whole movie. We just kind of talked about it. Even that was enough for them to say, nope, that's too close to the truth.
You know, the funny thing about that being deplatformed by YouTube is that seemed like a big deal to us at the time. That was about the same time that Skywatch TV became part of PTL Network.
Mm-hmm.
And so our reach actually was bigger than YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we there is something that is so wrong. And you know, I honor our presidents. I honor Donald Trump, and they've taken him off from social media, and I mean, you put presidents on over the years that do whatever. I mean, you can't just erase a president. When the United States comes to the point where you erase presidents, you're in trouble. Because we got to have both sides. We can't just have, and that's what they're trying, and it is a cancel culture trying to be out today. And that's why we've got to have the freedom to preach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The freedom to do. And so you've got some people sitting here that are on the cutting edge.
Amen.
The cutting edge. Now, I was going to ask Derek about, you got a news show or something, a new news show that you do?
Yeah,
from 5 and 10 or something?
Well, he's been doing that for some time.
Yeah, but the new show is The Bible's Greatest Mysteries. And this is where we love Jim Baker because he not only pioneered Christian television, but he's willing to partner with us odd thinkers over at Skywatch TV and bring cutting-edge information to the PTL network.
Yes.
So, yes.
But you do a news show, 5 and 10. Is that...
Yeah.
You got 10 minutes to do 5 minutes of news?
Yeah, and it usually winds up being 5 and 20. Because there's so much to talk about.
The reason we decided to actually call it 5 in 10, supposed to be 5 topics in 10 minutes, is because his news broadcasts, Skywatch TV News, were getting longer and longer. So I said, I thought if I give him 10 minutes, he might take 20.
Yes.
So that's about what you're getting.
Right.
5-ish topics in about 20 minutes.
Now, you guys are doing The Greatest Mysteries on our network.
Bible's Greatest Mysteries.
That's
we are.
And I want our people to see, and if you haven't seen it, it's on
the PTLnetwork.com. You can go there and see their brand new show, which we're so excited about. It's absolutely amazing. And we have a trailer to it as well.
Could you run that?
Yeah, let's run this.
Yay.
So you can see this is brand new on the PTL Network. Make sure to tune in as well. But let's watch this video together.
Thank you.
historical facts that are in the Bible are so much more interesting,
yeah.
so much more fascinating. In fact, if you think of the greatest superhero of all time, many people will say, well, it's probably Superman. No, it's Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because he did battle with the giants.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, but the earth became desolate and empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And in fact, the word here, I think the most dynamic word in this new rendering is the word but, because that totally changes mm-hmm. the paradigm. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, full stop, right? That's a one sentence, full stop. That was an event that took place sometime in the past. And then you have the word, instead of and, as the King James renders it, you have how the Septuagint renders it, which is but the earth became desolate and empty. That's a whole nother story here.
You're saying then that the mythology that we all studied in high school, most of us did, I did, is about real entities?
This is the understanding of the Jews of the Second Temple period. The early church understood that this was the origin of the demons that Jesus and the apostles cast out during their ministries. Jesus in Matthew 12, verses 22 through 26, is accused of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebul, Baal the prince, where Jesus replied, if Satan casts out demons by his own power, how will his kingdom stand?
You believe that Saturn is coming back. He's currently
right.
in the underworld in Tartarus, in
yes,
chains.
Exactly.
But he's going to be unchained and return. How soon?
When we get to Revelation chapter 9, so we've got a bunch of stuff to go through before we get there, but when the angel with the key to the bottomless pit arrives, hands it off, the bottomless pit is opened, the king of those who come out of the abyss, mm-hmm. the king over those in the bottomless pit is called Abaddon or Apollyon. Abaddon in Hebrew, Apollyon in Greek. Both words mean the destroyer. This entity, El, Kronos, Baal-Hamon, Saturn, I believe is the destroyer, Apollyon, Abaddon.
How different is this program from what you've done in the past? This is, I really like this format.
Oh, so do we. So do we. It's sort of a combination of our podcast, Gilbert House Fellowship, which is going through the Bible, one verse at a time, and a little bit of Sci Friday, because in Sci Friday, we were sort of tracking towards discussing the supernatural more mm-hmm. and more. And finally, we went to Tom Horn and said, can we have our own show that just is about the supernatural?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want. He said he'd wanted one for a long time.
Yes. That's awesome.
So God bless Tom Horn.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And God bless Jim Baker for being willing to let us, you know. Yeah.
Put it on the PTL network.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
We're all over the globe.
Yeah,
I like the cutting edge. I want us to be right there where
yes.
God is speaking today.
Amen.
And Josh, a common theme in the world today is the aliens created humans.
Right.
And they're going to come back to usher in a new age of enlightenment.
Mm. That's kind of the modern religion of the day.
Sounds like the second coming of Jesus, only it's the second coming of Satan.
Earth's oldest enemy, you know, the subtitle of the film. Yeah, exactly. This is the kind of world that we live in. This is the kind of deception that we're up against, and most of the church isn't even aware of how far the world has gone in this. I mean, even in just this one area of UFO stuff. But there are so many people in not just the country, but the world who are convinced that alien beings, extraterrestrial beings, created them. Now, the next obvious question we Christians might ask them is, well, who created the aliens?
Yeah.
But what's interesting is people that believe in this, they tend to not think that far down the road. They'll think something, well, maybe a universal consciousness did something, and it usually goes into New Age areas. But that's what most people are kind of involved in, at least to some capacity. And the scary thing is most of them aren't all in. They're 10, 20% in, but that's all Satan needs them to be in to get this deception growing over the country. That's why Ancient Aliens has been on for so many seasons, and there are more shows like that consistently getting produced. So we as Christians need to produce our own content to actually get the truth out. So hopefully the Great Delusion can be one step in that process.
Did you ever see Arthur C. Clarke's films or read the books, 2001, 2010?
No.
It's all about that. It is all about panspermia, and that's an old idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that idea has been going on for a long time. I mean, because when you really track it back anciently, what it's saying is something else other than the Most High God created human beings. You know, in the past it was false gods, stuff like that. But today it's aliens. You know, it's those same false little g gods masquerading as these beings to get the worship that they lost eons ago.
One of the things we found when we researched our book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, was that this idea that there was something other than God who created humanity dates to like the 7th century BC, around the time of the prophet Isaiah. A Greek philosopher named Epicurus came up with this idea. Interestingly, when Paul was in Athens on Mars Hill, he was debating the followers of Epicurus, the Epicureans. Yep. And so this is a very, very old thing. This is a debate that's been ongoing for 2,000 years. The church, it's about time we started waking up and addressing these questions for real. Amen. The popular belief in ancient aliens, and I think it's 14 seasons now, is derives from the work most recently of Zechariah Sitchin and Eric Von Daniken. And we showed in our book that there's a direct linear connection between the occult teachings of Aleister Crowley and
you talk about it in the film,
Blavatsky,
too.
And Blavatsky. But oddly enough, it was filtered through the horror fiction of H.P. Lovecraft, who was one of the most popular horror fiction authors of the early 20th century. His fiction became really popular after World War II, and it was just essentially repackaged by Eric Von Daniken into Chariots of the Gods.
But that's how you teach the masses.
Mm-hmm. Through fiction.
Through film,
that's why.
Television fiction. That's why I write fiction.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, faction. It's actually based on fact.
Now, the modern age, the leading, today, the current, I'd say the leading voice in the alien contact movement, the disclosure movement, Dr. Stephen Greer, is very much teaching this idea that we need to reach out to the extraterrestrials who are orbiting around the planet, but they're waiting to help us until we ask for their help. Mm-hmm. They want us to be preserved. They don't want us to destroy ourselves, but they're not going to actually help us
until
we ask.
They realize we have to invite the vampire into the house. It's free will.
Yeah. Yes. Well, what's crazy about that is that this is a religion. Now, they'll never say that. Stephen Greer won't say it. Right. You know, Eric Von Daniken won't say it. But this is a religion. It is a faith-based system. It's not based in any kind of real evidence. And there's lights in the sky. What are they? And they pull all this meaning into it because of this faith that they want to believe in.
And ultimately, it's all about salvation.
That's right. Yeah, self-godhood versus being under the actual God, the creator.
Yes, it's anything but Yahweh.
Exactly. Exactly.
Romans 1:28 says, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God them gave them over to a depraved mind to do things which are not proper."
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And this is where we are today.
Yep. Yes. They want to believe this stuff. They want to fall away from God. And they're craving that. So we as a church need to come in and say, you actually don't want that, and here's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. We have a clip, and I want everyone to order this video today. This is the last day to offer it on our show, and I want you to get it for Christmas giving. Nena did a special.
I have a special. That's right, for Christmas.
There's like nine.
Yes, nine.
You got it correct, nine.
We all, it's like we're all trying to do Christmas this year, but why not give a message of really that's going to help your loved ones understand the days that we're living in. And so I have put together, this is our friends and family offer. You'll receive three of each of the DVDs, three of the Great Delusion DVD, three of the Summoning, Preparing for the Coming Days of Noah with Pastor Carl Gallups, and the Secret Destiny of America Revealed documentary with Dr. Tom Horn for a donation of $65 to the ministry that also includes the shipping and handling as well.
That's
when
powerful.
You place that order. Yes. Mm-hmm. And our partners, it's like, you love me for it, right? Because I'm giving you a good deal.
Nine
DVDs.
Gifts.
That's right. Nine gifts. There you go. We're going to help you do your Christmas shopping. Yes. We need you to call us, though. Call us at our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588, or you can do your shopping as well on jimbakershow.com.
So this is something that you just can't find in stores.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
This is the kind of stuff.
You know, it's only for these next couple days while we have the team here teaching us as well. And so place your order. Remember, everything that you give, when you call and you place the order, it all comes back to help the ministry for us to stay on the air and to support the Jim Baker Show and the Voice of the Prophets Network.
Okay, I have another video clip from this.
Yeah.
With Tom Horn, who we love so dearly,
yes,
and thank God he's just recuperating and
yes,
doing well. Here's what it reveals. We have Tom Horn revealing that the Vatican leaders know and knew about the extraterrestrial. Let's watch this.
My interest in this phenomenon was first piqued during the 1970s through the 1990s, when Monsignor Corrado Balducci, an exorcist, a theologian, and a member of the Vatican Curia, the governing body at Rome, and by the way, a guy who was a personal friend of the Pope's, started appearing on Italian national television to state that ETs were not only possible, but were already interacting with Earth, and that the Vatican's leaders were aware of it. Furthermore, speaking as an official demonologist, he actually said that the extraterrestrial encounters are real, that they are not demonic, he said. They are not due to psychological impairment or hallucinations, that they are not a case of entity attachment, but that those encounters, he said, deserve to be studied carefully. And then he went on to disclose how the Vatican itself has been closely following this phenomenon and quietly compiling material evidence, he said, from Vatican embassies around the world on the extraterrestrials and their mission. Whatever you make of his claims, Balducci was a member of a special group of consultants to the Vatican. He was a public spokesperson for Rome on the matter of extraterrestrial life, as well as UFOs and abduction phenomenon. And his assertions have never been contradicted by the Holy Roman Catholic Church.
Love Tom Horn. Thank what he does and what he's allowed you all to do.
Yes.
You have to realize, without a great leader.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. So
you great followers.
Happy to be a follower of Tom Horn
because he is so great, what God has put in him. And I'm not even supposed to say, but he really has been sick. I mean, he was just really down.
He was very ill, but praise God, what the enemy wanted to do didn't happen. Tom is at home. He's recuperating. He's getting stronger every day. In fact, he keeps emailing us with questions.
Yes. Amen. That's a good sign.
Yeah. He's back to work.
It is.
He's back to work.
When I get on the phone with Nina, she knows I'm feeling better.
That's right.
Telling her, don't forget this,
don't forget that. But I think that's a testimony of the saints, though, truly, the saints of God coming together and praying.
Yes.
I know we sent out to all of our partners along with other ministries, and I know that the saints of God, it was a miracle.
Yeah.
That God heard the prayers. He heard your prayers. He heard our prayers of us coming together to lift up those that we love. And so we're just grateful. But our partners, we did that. We sent out our message and said, we need the Jim Baker Show partners to pray for Tom Horn and his family.
Well, it worked because it truly wasn't.
Yeah.
And you guys prayed for me, too.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
It's not,
that's
we pray back and
ways.
Forth. And that's the power of the church.
It is. Yeah. Amen.
We need each other. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Or help me here, John.
Right.
In the film, an ancient Native American tribe is studied. It's mentioned that the oldest traditions about the Anasazi were led into insanity.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. And cannibalism. And
by an evil reptilian being.
Mm. Yes.
A snake, some like Satan.
Well, something like that.
This is compatible to Satan of the Bible, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a place called Newspaper Rock where there's...
Now, how far back is this story go?
Oh, the story goes probably back to the 500 AD-ish.
The Anasazi disappeared around 1200 AD, but the story goes back much farther.
Yeah, much earlier than that. And what's interesting about 500 AD, 536 AD event is when darkness filled the northern hemisphere, if not the entire Earth, because it's thought that a comet or a giant asteroid hit somewhere and caused 2 years of famine, 2 to 10, in fact. And so you see the death of and rise of a lot of different civilizations.
How much history is really documented on this story?
Well, that's what's difficult. Yeah, that's what's difficult, too, because there's a lot of official history, you know. Mm-hmm. The Anasazi were this ancient Native American tribe that just disappeared.
They didn't call themselves that.
Right, that was a name that was given later, but they just disappeared, and nobody knows what happened. The official story is that they migrated and
became the Pueblo Indians.
Melded in other tribes and things. But we have reason to believe, and we talk about it in the film, that that might not be the case because they left behind valuable stuff. This wasn't a gradual mm-hmm. migration. It seemed like they left immediately. They left bags of salt, which was pretty much like gold at that time.
This is a desert.
Yeah.
You wouldn't leave your salt behind.
You need the salt, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they fled in a hurry and left behind stuff that was very valuable. But, Tom had the opportunity, and this is one of the interviews that was done some years back.
Yeah.
This was 2015, I think, wasn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah.
Where they talked with a tribal elder.
Yeah, third-generation medicine man, Dr. Don Moss.
Of the Navajo.
Right.
And the Navajo had a long memory of their contact with the Anasazi. And he told some just fascinating stories.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because, and we include all this in the film.
They said that it drove some of them insane.
Yeah. So
sounds like today.
Yeah. In the film, we have that interview with Dr. Don Moss, and there's a point where Tom asks him about that, and he actually says, "Well, you know, I wasn't supposed to really talk to you about this, but," and then he tells the whole story on camera, and we get it on there, and it is amazing.
It
is amazingly phenomenal, especially when we compare it today. The problem was the Anasazi got into witchcraft and somehow apparently summoned this lizard reptilian being that sounds a lot like Satan.
Yeah,
and they even have etchings of it that you could see today that have still survived. But the story goes that this entity came and drove them even further into insanity. And then they became cannibals, and there were all sorts of issues until they were ultimately just destroyed.
Yeah. So he described it, and he said, so it's the same old story. It's this old Sodom and Gomorrah story.
Right.
He said that word for word.
Yeah. Just,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. Do you think the beings calling themselves aliens today are actually planning to do something like this? What's happened with these Indian people?
Well, I believe so. I believe that's why we're seeing a rise of witchcraft, not just in our country, but all over the world.
Yeah,
I think that there is going to be a time where something like that happens again. I believe we read a lot about that in Revelation. But there's a time where these beings do manifest in our physical world.
They put spells on people today. I mean, witchcraft.
Haiti?
Mm-hmm. They've had so much. They're bringing Haitians are coming here by the thousands.
Yes. And they're bringing their religious beliefs with them.
And voodoo and all of that.
Gods.
And they put spells on people. They put curses on people and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, those who have experienced that kind of culture, they believe in it because they know it can kill people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can really, with voodoo, can kill. Even though it's satanic. See, the supernatural is real, whether it's demon, supernatural, mm-hmm. or God.
Right.
You just want to have the right kind. You don't want to have the evil.
Well, that's the thing that's really deceptive about this. I mentioned Dr. Stephen Greer earlier and his belief that we need to reach out, we need to meditate and reach out telepathically to these entities out there so that they'll help us. What he's really teaching people to do is open themselves up spiritually to demonic influence. This is really just a high-tech in fact, he's even got an app for your phone to guide you in the steps to go through to reach out telepathically, spiritually. Mm-hmm. Think about that. An app to get you possessed. That's really what it is. They don't see it that way. They don't understand it. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
But that's what they're doing. They are teaching children under the guise of this science fiction religion to open themselves up to these spirits, these principalities and powers.
And that's why this is a spiritual battle. We are engaged in a spiritual war. It's not just the battle of religions, of UFO stuff and Christianity, but on a spiritual level, there's a real battle going on truth versus lies, you know, good versus evil. And we need to be engaged in that.
Yeah.
We ultimately know how it's going to win. You know, with or without us, Jesus is going to win.
Amen.
But
yeah.
Don't we want to be a part of that?
Amen. I want to be on his side.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Amen.
Sharon, you and Derek wrote a book, Veneration, a book about the ancient cult of the dead.
Yes.
I don't know whether something's so awful about cults of the dead, but why did you include a section in that book about UFOs and aliens?
Well, it's part of the deception. The belief in worship of the ancestors or worship of the dead is that in order to make great-great-grandma or whatever have a happy life, you have to feed her or, you know, periodically. And so you go to the grave and you leave grave goods and you pretend that you're feeding grandma with a little statue. The fact is you're actually communing with entities.
Mm-hmm.
You are communing with demons. You are communing with fallen angels. The same entities that are pretending to be aliens now pretended to be the ancestors back then. They're still pretending that.
Absolutely. And that's why whenever you hear from contactees or abductees, all of the communication that they're hearing is telepathic. I mean, mm-hmm. we're supposed to believe that these entities somehow traveled 4 light years from Alpha Centauri or Zeta Reticuli mm-hmm. or wherever, but they don't know how to use a webcam. I mean, come on, Zoom, you know, Skype, pick up a phone, flash your lasers at us or something. No, it's always telepathic.
Yeah.
But that's not telepathy is nothing more than another name for spiritual contact.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all about contact with mm-hmm. the spirit realm, and that's what they're encouraging through this. We're not reaching out to extraterrestrials. We're reaching out to extra dimensionals.
That's right.
Yes.
Fallen angels and demons.
Wow.
I wanted to get this clip in with Chuck Missler.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
He's speaking at a conference about the alien abduction phenomena. So let me roll that, then we'll talk about it.
The question that you have to answer for yourselves before the day is over is, what is your readiness for this encounter? And by the way, just being a sincere Christian in a vital fellowship of some kind ain't enough. I made the remark in some previous broadcasts that a Christian cannot be abducted. And I got a call from a top executive at Universal Studios, so to speak freely, I won't mention his name. But he called me, he says, Chuck, I heard your thing on the radio and you're right on target. I'm very expert in this area because I was involved in a number of major projects in this area. I've sat in the sessions with John Mack and Bud Hopkins and so forth. And I have to tell you, I had to track you down and call you because you're wrong. Christians can be abducted. I was so startled by the call, I didn't press him for more details, although he did indicate that I should investigate the Andreessen affair. And the Andreessen affair is one of these situations where apparently a very, very active Christian gal in a very, very excellent, presumably, you know, spirit-filled fellowship was abducted. But if you read the record carefully, they invited her and she agreed to go. Just because you have a Bible in your lap and you're sincere in your Christian faith doesn't mean you've done your homework. Paul instructs you to put on the armor of God. That's an imperative. In order to do that, you better know what it is. And he says the whole armor, not just your favorite parts.
Wow.
Amen. Yeah.
Wow. Amen.
Hey, Sharon, do you want to talk about that? That's
wow, powerful
that's
word.
That opens up an awful lot of questions.
Well, let me tell you my own experience. I am a firm believer. I've been a believer since I was a little bitty kid. As long as I can remember, if I could talk, I was talking to the Lord. So after Derek and I got married, after we'd started PID Radio, which was the whole peering into darkness, we were looking at these issues and doing a podcast about it. After that, one night, this other Derek appears in our bed. The real Derek is lying down next to me. Other Derek sits right up out of him. It startled me. I knew that was not Derek. And so I asked this critter, who are you? Because he clearly wanted to have sexual relations. And I said, he said, come on, I'm your husband. I said, who are you? And he had the nerve to claim to be Ahasuerus. Xerxes. Now, the spirit behind Xerxes was probably the prince of Persia. He was claiming to be a very powerful watcher, and I understood what his response meant. He was telling me, hey, you're pretty special if I'm choosing you, because I'm really powerful. I was visited by that creature multiple times, and only when I was able to verbalize the name of Jesus did he go away. I always heard his voice in my head. I could not move, just like these alien abductions. I was frozen, couldn't speak, but finally, after praying internally, I was able to speak the name of Jesus, and each time he would be gone. Well, other Derek seriously wanted to invite me to use my free will to do something that was going to pull me away from God. Yes, Christians can be invited, attacked, oppressed. There was probably a dozen visitations over the course of 5 or 6 years. But finally, the last time, this is what's really interesting. The very last time this creature showed up, we had just gotten our dog, Sam T. Dachshund. Sam would have barked if someone had been in the room. And mind you, I'd previously seen this other Derek. And as I mentioned, the real Derek would be in the room. One time, the real Derek was returning from the bathroom and walking right behind the fake. So this last time, I knew he was really desperate. And I asked him again, who are you? He told me the same answer. And I said, I am not going with you. This was an internal dialogue. Finally, not hearing Sam bark, mind you, so Sam wasn't aware of it. Finally, I said, I've had enough, in my mind. I reached up. I grabbed his face. And I said, you are a liar, and Jesus is real. And I pulled that face off, and beneath it was a reptile. And he had little creatures with him this time. He brought these little halfling creatures, and they looked like, I don't know, gargoyles. They were very reptilian as well. So beneath that face of Derek was a reptilian serpentine creature, probably similar to what was visiting the Anasazi.
Wow.
Well, the Bible says that, God says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. If a Christian doesn't know the authority they have in the name of Jesus, it's going to be a lot easier for the enemy to deceive that Christian into agreeing to something that they can be harmed by, like being invited onto a UFO. If a Christian has no idea what a UFO is, what aliens are, how it fits into a biblical paradigm because they've never been taught in church, they might accept that invitation, and they've accepted the invite to basically be abused without knowing it. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yeah. That's why, you know, this movie is really important for our day-to-day. Yeah.
It really is, because this can happen to young kids.
That's right.
Yeah. Little kids are sometimes taken.
Yes. Yep. And they don't understand it. A good friend of ours has a ministry devoted to this, and it's
I want to clear up one thought in my head. Why are the UFOs being taken seriously by the government now? Why now?
Well, what's strange is the UFO phenomenon is ramping up, and they can't really ignore it anymore. So some of these crafts are actually approaching the Navy now. I mean, they're actually, it seems like they might be getting more hostile. There's reports of even airplanes being kind of nicked, you know, but still really close calls. So they're getting more aggressive. The government does have to respond to it. Plus, the other governments of the world have already started responding to this. The Mexican government released a video, I think, in 2004 of their military capturing craft. So we're, as Americans, you know, the American government is behind the game when it comes to all these other countries. So we have to catch up. I think that's the time we're living in, but I think they're being reactive to something external that's happening.
I think there are two possible answers. Number one is they want to direct public attention away from something they don't want us to see.
Right.
This may be this may be an experimental craft that we don't want the Russians and Chinese to know about, which is why they made a big deal of this thing in 2017, even though the video of the Tic Tac had been out there on YouTube since 2007. 10 years it had been out there. But the other possibility is that there are those within not just the U.S. government, but around the world who are moving toward that one world government. Sharon mentioned in yesterday's program, the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. You don't even need to be a Christian to understand what a one world government might entail and how dictatorial that could look. If you've got a prophetic worldview, you understand where that ends up, under the control of the creature we call the Antichrist. I think there are those at the government, the highest levels of governments around the world, pushing us in that direction to prepare the way for the coming of the Antichrist.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why this UFO thing is a worldwide phenomenon.
Yes. Absolutely.
Our time's gone for today, and I want you to order the video, The Great Delusion. Mm-hmm. It took 10 years to make.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Amazing.
Either you guys are slow or,
or
this
was
it's all awesome God's
subject,
timing.
Right?
Yeah. It's all in God's timing.
God's timing.
Yeah. No, but this is it's got people who are actually no longer with us on earth.
Right.
Some of the great, great men of God.
Yeah. Chuck Missler, Chris Putnam, Noah Hutchings, now Rusty Azar, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're in this video, and this is a great work, a complete work that I believe you're not going to see again. So you can get this.
Or we've put together this amazing special for Christmas time. This is the entire bundle of The Great Delusion DVD, The Secret Destiny of America Revealed, and The Summoning Preparing for the Coming Days of Noah by Pastor Carl Gallups. All three DVDs for a donation of $35, and that includes shipping and handling. Or better yet, we have our friends and family. For a donation of $65, you're going to receive three of each of the DVDs. So that's a total of 9 DVDs for a donation of $65. And all that is included with your shipping and handling. We need to hear from you. Call us at 1-888-988-1588. You can place your order for these DVDs while we're doing them on today's broadcasting.
So I learned to add. It's 9.
It's 9, yes.
3 of each.
That's right. 3 of each. So you can take them and you can bundle them for Christmas.
But for $65 to get 9 videos.
That's right. So what we're doing is you'll receive 2 of the sets, and then you're going to receive a third one as a free bonus, a free gift. The third set.
That is a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really a good buy.
Yes.
Really
it is.
A good buy as well.
And amazing. I
stuff
just
that they won't
said,
get anywhere else.
It is. And what it does is the three DVDs together is it gives you a full picture of truly what is taking place. You know, as I was watching The Great Delusion, the reason why I put this together is because I started thinking, oh my goodness, Carl Gallups is talking about the days of Noah. Tom Horn is talking about everything that's happening within this nation. And all my mind, just all these pieces started to come together. So I pray that it will do the same thing for you,
Munda,
as well.
Remember how God is several years ago started talking to us about there's stuff about Noah's day that we didn't get.
Yeah.
Don't you think? That tape right there will reveal some of the things
to
what God was trying to say to us
that
we were missed some things from the day of Noah.
It's going to shock you. It's going to shock you to understand the days of Noah.
Yes.
And get ready, get ready, get ready.
Mm-hmm. I want every parent that has little kids and grandparents that have grandkids to order these Bibles to give to their grandchildren and children this Christmas, the complete illustrated children's Bible with the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pictures there. There's nearly 300 full pages of pictures. Here's Jonah and the boats and all.
Yes, but that's the whale.
This every page
it's
is color pictures
Isn't
and stories from the Bible.
Yeah,
and it's such a great. For children.
Yes.
And they're going to love it. It's colorful. It's beautiful. I'm so proud to offer it to you. And for how much money?
$25 donation, and that includes shipping and handling as well.
Yeah.
When you place that order, we also have, Dad, the 101 Bible bedtime stories.
Yes.
So I absolutely love this, one of my absolute favorites. My kids love it too. And this is for a donation of $25 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling as well.
And that's just filled with color pictures also, isn't it?
Yes,
well,
it is.
Beautiful.
It's a big book.
Yeah.
It looks small on the screen, but this is a large book, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, this is a... I'll set it out here in front of me with the other book. But that's 101 pages, I believe it is, 101 stories.
Yes, 101 Bible stories, yes.
And in that book, to the best.
Yes, indeed.
I'm very, very serious about that. These are two of the best Bible books that I've ever found.
Yes, amazing quality. And it really, ultimately, it brings the Bible to life.
And we picked these for Christmas for this year. And we picked these to give to your children and your grandchildren. So, and remember, this is the biggest book we have here, the 300 full-page color illustrated stories from the Old and New Testament.
Yes.
And it's we just need to do it.
Yes.
Mondo and I talk a lot. He has twin children, and we talk about how important it is for them to learn.
It is so important.
And because, you know, if I hadn't been brought up in church, I wouldn't know half of what I know today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just sat there in that church, and they didn't think I was learning anything, but I was there.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to do that from now on. I'm telling you, we haven't got to the headlines. Let me give you one just to help you understand where we are according to Christian education. There has to be a reckoning. Tennessee lawmaker wages war against Christian school for teaching Christian values.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
So why do you need this product in your home? It's because if this goes the way they want to, even Christian schools will no longer be able to have Christian value teaching. So you're going to have to start the foundation at home. Listen, people, it's getting very, very serious. And we are in a time where either we have to understand that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes,
what
amen.
Does that mean to you? What is the definition for you?
Yeah.
The world is drawing the line, infiltrating already or Christian value schools to challenge even what they teach from their platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are the revelation generation.
Amen.
And we got to have this Bible in our homes. Soon they're going to ban these books in the public.
Wow.
It's very, very close, people, because what the Bible stands for and what the Bible teaches doesn't align with where the culture wants to go it's headed.
Mm-hmm. We must have the Word of God, and that's what we want to start with the children.
Amen.
And then we want to make sure you understand the reason we are promoting the Great Delusion video is because this is what's happening.
It is.
And the Bible so clear says, but evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Wow.
Yes.
That's 2 Timothy 3:13. We have to go. Thank you guys for
thank
being
you
with
so
us.
Much. Thank you.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Remember, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today. Call me right now, please.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.